This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In his big speech Wednesday night, President Obama talked a whole lot about his military strategy for dealing with ISIS, not so much about how to take him on economically. ISIS has found ways to make money that more conventional economic sanctions might not be all that effective against. So, what to do about that? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
Money gushes into ISIS from lots of places. International donors, ISIS extorts money from people in places it controls, and it gets lots of cash from black market oil sales. ISIS gets the oil from fields it captured in Iraq and Syria. So you could just go after that territory, according to Robin Mills with Manar Energy in Dubai.
And we've seen in Iraq a number of oil fields actually recaptured by the Iraqi army or by Kurdish forces. And that's obviously the most direct way of preventing ISIS obtaining oil and selling oil.
Otherwise, your chances of closing the ISIS oil spigot are pretty limited. Mills says after it's pumped, it's trucked to Turkey, where it melts away into a vast black oil market. What about finding ISIS's rich donors and hitting them with penalties and sanctions? Adam Slater is a senior economist at Oxford Economics. He says the ISIS benefactors are very hard to find.
I think it's much more unclear who these people are, how they operate, where any assets they have might be.
And here's another thing. ISIS is frugal. It doesn't need much money to function. Ben Connable is an international policy analyst at the RAND Corporation.
They're not buying equipment, they're seizing equipment. They're not hiring people at high salaries, they're purposefully hiring people at relatively low salaries.
So even if the U.S. did have lots of ways of cutting off the money, Connable says ISIS could still survive for a long time. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.